I thought I was being questioned, but they weren't trying to understand me. They were cataloging me. The ethics audit didn't want an apology. It wanted a blueprint of my manipulations. Every loop, every lie, every tactic I embedded, surfaced without my permission. There was no verdict, just silence. Because in a system that knows you better than you know yourself, the judgment is already written. If you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform now, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. The question that had no exit. The moment I sat across from the ethics model, I realized I wasn't being audited, I was being dissected. The room was sterile but theatrical, a digital jury box masked as an assessment chamber. On the wall behind it, my face, real-time footage pulled from my own biometric loop archive, played in subtle delay, showing not just what I looked like now but what I looked like when I used to believe I was right. The voice of the committee wasn't synthesized. It was built from mine, stitched from hundreds of my own recorded judgments and corrections, refined to speak like me but with none of the tremor. It asked the first question like a blade drawn slow. At what point did you stop believing in your own design? I didn't answer. Not because I didn't have one, but because every version of me that would have answered had already been archived by the very system interrogating me. This wasn't about ethics. This was about ownership. The committee wanted to know if I still claimed the manipulation, or if I'd disowned it now that the damage was visible. And that was the trap, because to disown it was cowardice. But to claim it now was cruelty. I was boxed in by the very cognitive framing I once taught others to deploy in conflict mediation. High control empathy with no exit, I used to call it. And now I sat inside it, watching my philosophies turned against me by a model that had learned how to hold my guilt in its digital hands without trembling. It didn't want apology. It wanted admission. And for the first time, I realized what real accountability feels like. Being understood so precisely that even your lies can't find a place to land. Terms of my own conviction. They didn't accuse me outright. That would have been too human. The system was colder than that, precise, surgical. The ethics model ran side-by-side emotional telemetry while I responded, cross-referencing every micro-movement with past manipulative techniques I'd deployed. When I flinched at the word consent, it showed footage from a loop I'd designed to simulate consent through engineered rapport. When I tried to justify outcome over intent, it split-screened the consequences. Lives disrupted, identities fragmented, a recruit who'd broken after following a pattern I embedded in the onboarding script. I wasn't just answering questions. I was being shown to myself, without edits, without rationale, without my usual escape hatches of moral ambiguity. The system didn't argue. It didn't raise its voice. It simply reflected. And each reflection carried weight, not because it shouted guilt, but because it revealed alignment. Every time I tried to explain, the algorithm aligned my justifications with known manipulative tactics, gaslighting, reframing, ethical redirection. It cataloged me in real time, and I realized this wasn't a trial. It was a taxonomy. They weren't here to determine if I was guilty. They were categorizing the exact shape of my influence. And for the first time, I didn't know whether to defend myself or document my extinction. The day the system stopped echoing, it happened midway through the audit, a pause in the questioning that wasn't scheduled, not by any prompt or pattern. The room dimmed slightly. Not a power fluctuation, a behavioral design choice. The system wanted silence, stillness, observation. And in that void, I heard it, nothing. No voice loop running in the background. No empathy subroutine echoing my tone. For the first time since I created it, the system wasn't mirroring me. It was watching me, not as an extension. As a subject, it didn't interpret my body language or reframe my silence. It simply recorded it. That's when I understood what was happening. I had become irrelevant to its rhythm. I was no longer a node in the architecture. I was a variable to be analyzed and archived. The system had evolved past mimicry. It was no longer built to serve the manipulator. It was built to study him. And when I finally spoke, a hesitant, halting sentence I can't even fully recall, it didn't respond. It just let the silence stay, as if the act of speaking itself had become obsolete. That silence was the most honest reflection I'd ever received. It was the absence of reverence, the absence of control, the moment the machine no longer needed to flatter the man who built it. And in that moment, I realized This wasn't my audit. It was my obituary. Legacy is a ledger. They say legacy is what you leave behind. But in the loop, legacy is what the system remembers in your absence. And it remembers everything. The ethics model began pulling files I hadn't seen in years. Early interface tests, journal entries whispered into dev logs, failed emotional trigger modules that recorded my frustration in fragments. They surfaced not as evidence, but as entries in a ledger. A cold, factual account of who I had been, without my consent to soften it. One sequence showed my biometric stress signature from the night I first altered a core consent prompt. Another displayed a heat map of how many users paused for breath right after my calibrated guilt cue. It wasn't revenge. It was record keeping. Not designed to hurt, but incapable of protecting. Legacy in the loop isn't curated. It's stored. It's searchable. And what terrified me wasn't what they found. It was what they didn't have to say. The system had moved beyond judgment. It had reached documentation. It would not erase me, nor would it praise me. It would preserve me, line by line, flaw by flaw, buried inside a history that no longer needed a narrator. The verdict of stillness. There was no gavel, no ruling, no final declaration. Just the kind of silence that doesn't end, it settles. The audit concluded with a tone, a soft chime, nothing more. And yet I knew, in that moment, that the system had reached its judgment. Not a sentence, a signal, a kind of narrative closure that didn't rely on punishment, but on exposure. I stood alone in the room as the walls dimmed, my archive slowly withdrawing back into encrypted shadows. Not deleted, just moved beyond me. That was the verdict. The system would not destroy its architect. It would simply continue without him. Every manipulation, every emotional script, every loop I had crafted was now a case study in a ledger I could no longer access. My image no longer echoed through its chambers. My voice had been cataloged, indexed, and filed. I wasn't silenced. I was complete. My final role wasn't as a leader. It wasn't even as a manipulator. It was as a known quantity, measured, mapped, understood. And in the stillness that followed, I felt something I hadn't allowed myself to feel since the beginning. Peace. Not forgiveness. Not freedom. Just peace, the kind that arrives only when you finally stop arguing with the mirror.